If Canada had a second hockey league for those children born in the last half of the year, it would have twice as many adult hockey stars. Now multiply that lost potential through every field and profession. The world we could have is so much richer than the world we have settled for. Merida doesn't need a brand new school with acres of playing fields and gleaming facilities. She doesn't need a laptop, a smaller class, a teacher with a PhD, or a bigger apartment. She doesn't need a higher IQ or a mind as quick as Chris Langan's. All those things would be nice, of course, but they miss the point. Merida just needs a chance, because people in her world rarely even get one chance at true success. And look at the chance she was given. Someone brought a little bit of the rice paddy to the South Bronx and explained to her the miracle of meaningful work. Epilogue. A Jamaican Story. If a progeny of young colored children is brought forth, these are emancipated. On September 9th, 1931, a young woman named Daisy Nation gave birth to twin girls. She and her husband Donald were school teachers in a tiny village called Harewood in the central Jamaican parish of St. Catharines. They named their daughters Faith and Joyce. When Donald was told that he had fathered twins, he sank down on his knees and gave responsibility for their lives over to God. The Nations lived in a small cottage on the grounds of Harewood's Anglican church. The schoolhouse was next door, a long, single-roomed barn of a building raised on concrete stilts. On some days, there might be as many as 300 children in the room, and on others, less than 24. The children would read out loud or recite their times tables. Writing was done on slates. Whenever possible, the classes would move outside under the mango trees. When things got out of control, Donald Nation would walk from one end of the room to the other, waving a strap from left to right as the children scrambled back to their places.